AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Kansas City Royals fans are cheering. Their team has won the World Series over the New York Mets in five games. Royals play-by-play announcer Ryan LaFever with the final out.
Davis comes to the plate. Strike three called. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas City Royals.
They did it in a game that went into 12 innings in New York, the Royals scoring five runs in the 12th for the 7-2 win in their first championship title since 1985. The U.S. and South Korea are pledging to strengthen their combined defenses against what they call threats by North Korea, but announced no specifics toward a long-delayed transfer of wartime control of South Korean forces from the U.S. military to the South Korean government. Defense Secretary Ash Carter in Seoul also addressed issues between South Korea and Japan.
We, the United States, want to promote good cooperation between Japan and the ROK. And for sure, there are legacy historical issues, and we recognize that, and we hope that they are pursued.
Russia has started bringing home the bodies of the victims from the passenger plane crash in Egypt. A government plane brought bodies of 144 passengers to St. Petersburg's airport early on Monday morning. As for what happened, aviation safety consultant John Golia says they'll be looking at whether an aerodynamic stall caused the crash.
Some of the radar traces that I saw had that airplane as low as 62 or 65 miles an hour, which an airplane can't fly that slowly.
224 people on board killed Saturday when the plane went down on the Sinai Peninsula. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has launched his first TV ads in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire.
In Congress, he stood up for working families and for principle, opposing the Iraq War, supporting veterans. Now he's taking on Wall Street and a corrupt political system.
He's pouring $2 million into an ad buy that casts his campaign as a sharp break with the status quo. Presiding Bishop Michael Curry, installed Sunday as the first black leader of the U.S. Episcopal Church, urged Episcopalians to evangelize by crossing divides of race, education, and wealth. Nothing's able to unseat The Martian at the box office.
This is Mark Watney, and I'm still alive, obviously.
It added another $11 million to its haul, now totaling more than $180 million domestically. Goosebumps and Bridge of Spies are second and third on the list on Halloween weekend. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.